are listening to the Heartstring Songwriters Circle podcast. This showcase was recorded live at Karen Coffee in Winchester, Kentucky. In this episode, we will hear from singer-songwriters Nate Jackson, Donnie Bowling, and Jen Taggett. Let's get to it. I want to welcome everyone to the Heartstring Songwriters Circle. I'm Trish Torline, and I am your host for this evening. What you are going to see tonight is an In the Round style music showcase. You're going to listen to local songwriters, and they're going to share their original songs, and they're going to tell you stories about their songs, the inspiration behind them. This showcase is also being recorded, and portions will be used for the Heartstring Songwriters Circle podcast. I'm going to introduce our artist to you this evening. I'm going to go all the way down here to my left. Your right is Nate Jackson from Winchester, Kentucky. He is a Winchesteronian. That's right. And then we have here, this is Donnie Bowling, originally from, I forgot already, Hazard?
Pikeville.
Yeah. And now living in Lexington. Then we have Jen Taggett from Georgetown, right? And then myself, yours truly, Trish Torline, originally from Alexandria, Kentucky, which is up in northern Kentucky, but I've been here in Winchester since 1996. Going into our first round, now it's called rounds because we'll start with Nate. He'll be the first in each round, and he will sing a song, tell us about it, and then Donnie will go next, then Jen. And then, since I get to do this for every showcase, I'll do one of my songs at the end of the second round. And then, if there's time at the very end, I'll do another one. But the important thing are these three right here. They're what's important, so they get the majority of the time. Okay? So, round one. How you doing, Nate?
I'm great, Trish. Good to see you.
It's so good. I had him in the high school. I mean, you were...
I was in high school.
You were in high school. Not that we were in high school together. All that would be okay. If you do not know me, I was a band director. I just retired after this school year. Woohoo! But I have been a band director here in Clark County since '96, and so you spent some time around the band kids, which is how I got to know you.
Yes.
I think that's
where
that happened.
Those were my friends, of course.
Yes, and musician. He admits it, so this is a good thing. but Nate is going to tell you what he got into after a little bit, which got into after you graduated.
Yeah, so I grew up in Winchester, and after high school, about a year after high school, I moved to Nashville and eventually got a record deal up in Pennsylvania, of all places. And toured the country at country radio and on stage with a known artist, and eventually went into Christian music after country. And just about 4 years ago, I moved back here, and I'm the music minister at Mount Zion Christian.
Awesome. That's really good. So, Donnie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm actually from Eastern Kentucky, Pike County, and I moved to Lexington about 7 years ago. And I came to Lexington to pursue music. Well, little did I know, it was a lot harder than that. So I ended up leaving. I'm a traveling nurse now, and I've just came back to Lexington last year. And this is kind of the restart to what I do musically. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with
it. Now, you have something special coming up, though. Why don't you go ahead and plug
that? Oh, yeah, I do have a release coming up September 29th. It's in Lexington at Smiley Pete To-Do Lounge. So that'll be cool. You can check it all online. It'll be my first full-length release, so I'll play a few of those songs tonight.
Awesome. Great. Jen, how about you? What's going on?
Well, I work for 4-H, Kentucky 4-H Youth Development. I work with communication and expressive arts programs at the University of Kentucky. So my degrees are in agriculture, but I ended up working in with expressive arts, visual arts, and music.
That's awesome.
And help kids all across the state get involved in those type of programs. So
very.
And I'm from Georgetown, and... I'm married, and we have a 5-year-old, beautiful blonde little boy.
He's
got a lot
blonde.
Of energy.
He has to be strawberry blonde. He's a cutie. We're friends on Facebook, and there has to be just a little bit of strawberry in that blonde.
Well, you know, like when he was born, we were like, is he going to be blonde, like little toehead like his dad, or red hair? And he had brown hair when he was born, and we were like, what in the world? happened. But
what gene did you get?
Yeah, but it turned blonde, so.
So, well, that's awesome. And Jen does sing. Now, you've been out. You've had quite a bit going on here lately as far as singing is concerned.
Yeah, well, I play probably once a month, but I like to do singer-songwriter rounds. And I book music for Country Boy in Georgetown.
Yeah.
And just try to support my friends as much as possible. That's
absolutely
the most important thing to me. So
that's great. That's great. And myself, you've heard that retired band director here in Clark County. I started in 96. This past school year was the end of 27. And I'm almost, please don't do the math. Since, I could hold a guitar and I've always wanted to sing and write songs. And while I was teaching, my songwriting and singing career was kind of number two. And that was my choice to do that because I love teaching. I'm very fortunate to have two passions and loves in my life. And one was teaching to be a band director. And the other one was singing and writing music and I just, I knew once when I retired from teaching, then I would go at my personal music career hardcore. And so that's where we are. And that's what prompted the Heartstrings Songwriters Circle. I love songwriting. I love songwriters. And songwriters don't get the chance to showcase their material very often. If they're doing a 3-hour gig somewhere, most of your audience wants to hear cover songs. And every now and again, you get to slide one of yours in, but you really don't have a platform, unless you're doing a songwriter's round, to showcase your material, your songs, showcase your heart. Hence, one of the meetings for Heartstrings goes two ways. Songs can pull on your heartstrings, and they've already tugged on the writer's heartstrings, because that's how they came into existence. That was part of why I wanted to do something like this, and I'll tell you a little bit more about the Songwriter Circle a little bit later. Okay, so each one of you, I'm going to ask you a question, and you can give your answer to the question, and then whatever song you're going to sing for us in round one, tell us just a little bit about it, and then have at it. Okay, so the question for round number one is, how would you describe your original music? And I guess you can think of that in terms of genre.
This is Nate, by the way. So I would consider it eclectic because I really write songs in all genres. Most genres, not metal, but a lot of genres.
Yeah. All right. So first song, what's it going to be? Tell us a little bit about
it. Okay, this is Pay Me With Kisses. And the story behind this song, you ever have a situation in your life where there are like so many signs surrounding it, you just know it's going to be something? Well, this is one of those where we had so many signs and it became nothing. So, So I woke up that morning. I knew I was going to a co-writing session, and I just woke up, pay me with kisses. It was just right there on my tongue. And I show up at the writing session, and my guys have got this guitar riff going, and we're like, oh, man, that's a perfect marriage. We're putting it together. And then we go out to lunch. The song's called Pay Me With Kisses, right? What is in the parking lot of Panera Bread? The big Hershey's Kisses float.
I'm thinking that's a sign from above.
There you go.
Yeah.
For someday, but not yet. But yeah, that's this song, Pay Me With Kisses. You ready?
I'm excited.
Okay. I ain't rich. I ain't poor. Some have less, some have more. My girl, she don't care. To her, I'm a millionaire. She says roses are pretty and diamonds are fine, but all she wants for loving me don't cost a single dime. She says, pay me with kisses every night and every day. Pay me with kisses. Take my breath away. Baby, your loving is all that I need. Please, please, please pay me with kisses. Look at her, look at me. She's the carrots, I'm the peas. We don't argue and we don't fight. We just love with all our might. She says I make her happy, says I make her laugh. And when she asks me, what do you want for that? I say, pay me with kisses. Every night and every day, pay me with kisses. Take my breath away. Baby, your loving is all that I need. Please, 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 pay me with kisses. A big old smoocheroonie, a little bitty pick. Pucker up, baby, cause I'm here to collect. Oh, pay me with kisses. Every night and every day, pay me with kisses. Take my breath away. Baby, your loving is all that I need. Please, 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 pay me. Thank you.
If I had some Hershey Kisses, I'd be throwing them at you. Awesome. That's great. Hey, Donnie.
What's up?
Okay, so how would you describe your original music?
I'm getting some of the mojo off Nate real quick. I don't know. I've been thinking about it a lot lately because of my upcoming release and bios and press releases and everything. It's hard to put yourself in a genre whenever you just write what is true to you and comes to you and you don't limit it. Whenever I was younger, I used to limit things and I wanted things to be complex and I wanted them to be like technical so people thought I was good at something when really all I had to do was just get the song out and get my feeling out on the paper. So for me, I think it's in the vein of some folk. I love Neil Young, but I don't write or sing like him, thankfully for you guys. No, I love his singing. So maybe kind of late 90s, but more late 90s like the radio, because I think that's what I grew up listening to as a kid.
Great.
You know, you escape to music, and that was, radio was big in late 90s.
Yes. Okay, tell us a little bit about the song you're going to do.
Yeah, so kind of goes along with that story about trying too hard. This song is called Orion's Safety Belt, and it's kind of about just a song that's directed toward what I needed a few months ago to change the way I was doing things, kind of just to live freely and kind of realize it's all going to be okay and just kind of ride along for the ride, so...
Great, let's hear it.
I got you.
Take off the safety belt, my friend. There's so much left to see from this end of the galaxy we're in. Rocket fuel in the perfume you drink. Every weekend it's the same damn thing. Now 10 years has flown by like a comet, and you've missed it. Oh, oh, where will we all go? Oh, oh, where will we all go if this lands? Mortal sin is the nightmare you have. Every night since you're young, now you're scared knowing that you might have been all wrong. Oh, oh, where will we all go? stands. Oh, could we all just go to our place? It's all right, oh, it's a safe space, living out with the other stars, living out with the other stars, living out with the other stars, living out with the other stars.
Thanks.
Jen, how would you describe your music?
I guess probably country for the most part. But I think I could sing anything. It would probably kind of sound country, so I'll just go with that.
She can.
so I'd say singer-songwriter country. That's probably what I do.
Singer-songwriter is recognized as a genre.
Yeah. I don't like that.
And I like that.
It boxes us. We have bands, and we can do it.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. But singer-songwriter means it doesn't pigeonhole you in the country. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I thought that was very curious. It was very interesting. I meant to say that is a genre, and that could be anything. It could be country, it could be rock, it could be hip-hop, it could be anything.
They say country is, you know, four chords in the truth or three chords in the truth or whatever, and so my songwriting is just kind of about my life and things that I've experienced. And
you know, you could be different and have five chords. That would make you different.
Let's not get crazy.
Okay. All right. Just a thought. What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing a song called Grassy Creek. So I mentioned that I have a five-year-old little boy, and I had picked him up from my mom and dad's one afternoon, and we were headed home. And I guess I wasn't turning fast enough at a light for this lady behind us. And she honked, and she, like, told me I was number one, but she used a different finger. You know what I'm talking about?
I understand.
And so my little boy was like, Mom, what is she doing? I was like, she's just hurrying up to wait. And I was like, oh, that's kind of a cool line for a song. And then I got home that evening, and my husband had went back home to Paintsville, and he was kind of telling me about his grandmother, and he's from Paintsville, and she lived in, like, a one-room shack in Paintsville. And I was like, you know, what would she kind of think about society today? Living, you know, out in a one-room shack in Paintsville, Kentucky, what would she kind of think about kind of how things go today? So that's what this is about. So it's called Grassy Creek.
She grew up on the left fork of the holler, in a little white one-room shack. Yeah, she longs for those simple times. Every night she prays for the day she'll go there. She says you're all hurrying up to wait and pushing pills to dull the pain. The smiling, big, and all of those pictures. You're all keeping up with the Joneses, plugged into your cellular phones. Cause you don't know the names of your neighbor. Take me back to Grassy Creek. She always stopped to smell the flowers. Now the concrete's creeping in. Yeah, she longs for those simple times. And every night she prays for God's right hand. He says you're all hurrying up to wait and pushing pills to dull the pain. Smiling big and all of those pictures. You're all keeping up with the Joneses, plugged into your cellular phones. But you don't know the name of your neighbor. Take me back to Grassy Creek. Yes, she longs for those simple times. And every night she prays for the day she'll go bad. Says you're all hurrying up to wait and pushing pills to dull the pain. Smiling big and all of those pictures. You're all keeping up with the Joneses plugged into your cellular phones. Cause you don't know the name of your neighbor. Take me back. Take me back. Take me back to Grassy Creek.
I'm not singing on this round, but I will comment on how would you describe your original music? And like others, you know, we were just talking. It's hard. I like to call myself a singer-songwriter. And I've heard, I kind of take it by what I've heard other people say, oh, you sound like so-and-so. Oh, you remind me of so-and-so. And if that were the case, it is, back to what Nate said, is very eclectic. I hear soft rock in some of my songs. I hear soft pop in some of my songs. And there's a melding of those two with a skosh of country on the outside of it. Okay, so that completes round one. Some really awesome songs. You having fun? I was going to say, you're not convincing me there, so that's right. Our question for round two is, what got you into writing songs?
I actually know the answer to that.
This is Nate. This is good.
Again,
is good.
For the listeners who may be not seeing me.
Nate's the deep voice.
So anyway, I had... Around age 13, expressed an interest in being a singing artist, and my dad said, well, a lot of people that sing write songs, too, and he was encouraging me to write songs, and I guess I wasn't showing that much interest, so he said, here, I'll show you, I'll write a song, then it'll show you that you can write a song, so he actually wrote two or three songs and said, your turn, and I started around that time. Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You can use my guitar if you'd like to come up later. Yeah. You sure? We got, you know, you can have my stool for that matter.
Everyone's different.
Here's a great idea for a special event. Father-son showcases. Father-son showcase right there. Oh, look at that. You just started something. That's really cool. What song are you going to sing for us next?
Okay, this is called Kentucky Breeze, and I don't have a very inspiring story behind it. I just showed up at my co-writer's house, and we said, hey, let's write a jazz song. Okay. So nothing great, but I do have a neat story surrounding it. Like I said, I got my record deal with a producer and a studio up in Pennsylvania. And if you don't know the geography of this, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania is very near New York and New Jersey and so on. So New York artists come out there to record. They did at this place at that particular time. And so I just kind of got to work with some people who were just rolling through there. And there was an arranger there named Richie who had done a lot of big band arrangements back in the day when big band was a thing. And he just got done doing Regis Philbin's Christmas album or something. And my producer said, hey, you got this jazzy big band song. Let's get that guy to make an arrangement. So he did, and we got 13 players from the Philadelphia Symphony to come in and play on it. And everybody else was in the control room, and I was out in the live room with a video camera, and I was just listening to these strings coming at me. I was like, there's no way I'm going in there. This is beautiful. But anyway, that's definitely the most memorable thing surrounding this song.
Great.
It's called Kentucky Breeze. Can
Kentucky breeze, blowing my cares away, deep in a maple shade. You and me, watching the white clouds pass, soft blue grass on the radio, my fingers in your hair. Time goes slow and so easily. I love the feel of a Kentucky breeze. Apple trees lining a gravel road as I walk you home. Red and sweet sugar taste on my tongue. When we were young, that was life. A race in a field, a day outside we'd fly, innocent and free and warm. Kentucky breeze. Won't be long till snow is on the trees. Winter comes and the pond begins to freeze. A cold north wind hits my cheek. Till then, I'll spend my days in a Kentucky breeze, feeling your warm embrace as I touch your face. It's like a dream, this golden red sunset, watching till nothing's left but an indigo sky, stars and fireflies. We're side by side on a front porch swing, you and me and a Kentucky breeze.
Thank you all.
Very
thank
nice you. Okay, Donnie, what got you
Man,
into songwriting?
That was good.
Well, that's nice, wasn't it?
I feel like festive right now. I think what got me into songwriting was at a young age, I turned to the radio and I turned to things that people just couldn't explain to me and I couldn't figure out for myself. So I listened to lyrics and I wrote them all down. And I remember one time I got in trouble in the fifth grade or something because I was not paying attention in class as usual. And I was writing down the lyrics to, like, a Bare Naked Ladies song. They were big in, like, the late 90s. But I got in trouble because I remembered all the lyrics to that song. You know the song I'm talking about, too. And my teacher got mad at me, and she's like, she grabbed the lyrics, she read them, and she said, stay after class. And I was like, okay, I'm in trouble. This is the usual for me. And she's like, how did you remember all these lyrics? I was like, I don't know. I just remembered them. So she's like, you've got a pretty good idea for keeping up with things, and maybe you should try writing things yourself. So, like usual, you want to be the person that you needed at one point. So, you know, you had a bad parenthood. You know, you want to be a better parent for your kids. So I decided I was going to write songs for people like me when I was young that needed some help with things I couldn't understand. So most of my songs are kind of geared towards that. Maybe things I can't explain, or that maybe later on I figure it out that I wrote that song for myself and I needed it at the time.
Great. We can sing for us.
Oh, this song, it's not really finished yet, but I kind of wanted to play it today. It's called No.
Okay.
It's actually, I wrote it about a friend of mine, so. You
want your space, you know that's fine. The sight of Sharpie signifies the line between what's yours and mine. Until now it was undefined. I'd pull the words from other things to spear the meats of memories. And I'd preen what's yours and mine. Until now it was undefined. Is it exactly what you wanted? He calls at her from the stairs. Now he's thinking that it's over, while all the others sit and stare. What a broken love affair. No, it's not the kind you'd find out there. A gust of shoreline sharks appear, and I'm heading back out to sea. Is it exactly what you wanted? He calls at her from the stairs. Now he's thinking that it's over, while all the others sit and stare. While all the others sit and stare. While all the others sit and stare. Is it exactly what you wanted? I still see her by the stairs. In the arms of another lover. I guess there's nothing left to say. I guess there's nothing left to say. Do you still think she's okay? No.
Nice job.
How are you going to say you just like wrote that on the way in?
Did you not hear all the words? I was just fumbling around. I said the word meat, like fresh meat. That wasn't the word.
I like meats. I don't know how you got
it. I thought it
was
a metaphor, but anyway.
It's hard for a hard transition.
All right, Jen, what got you into songwriting?
I don't really know. You know, I was lucky that I was raised in a family that just really appreciated music. And my first song I wrote in the third grade, it was called It's True. And it was kind of sassy for like a third grade, because it was like, I know you want me. You know you want me. Baby, why don't you admit it, because it's true. I know. And then it was like, I know you love me. You know you love me. It was, I don't know.
You've left me speechless.
I know. Well, I also sang I'm Looking for a New Love by Jody Watley at my fifth grade talent show. So I don't know. I was ahead of my time, I guess. But I started writing when I was in high. I wrote like just fun stuff like that. And then in high school, I kind of got more into it. And then kind of took a break from it for a while, and then went through kind of a crazy life change and realized that kind of songwriting was, I needed to get some stuff out. So, but this song is not about getting stuff out. It is, I grew up in a farm, on a farm in Georgetown, and my dad was the manager. And on, there was like, we moved around a couple of different houses on the farms, but there was a house on one of the farms that Jesse James' mom lived in. And I always thought that I wanted to write a song about Jesse James' mother. Her name was Zerelda, but I didn't really know what I wanted to write about her until I became a mom. And I drove past the farm one day, and I was like, you know, and I saw the little white house, and I was like, I wonder what kind of, like, there's so much guilt with being a parent and worry with being a parent. I was like, I can't imagine being Jesse and Frank James' mom. So that's what this song is about. So it's called Mrs. James.
She's checking the door. Every time she hears a sound, it's been a while since he's come around. It's a love-hate relationship, 'cause she knows what's following him, what she wouldn't do to see his sweet face despite his disgrace. He's still out of place. She cries in the night, praying, Lord, keep him safe. She knows it's the devil that's keeping him away, but all the gold in California can't free her from this pain. Some things you can't change, Mrs. James. Stop by one night, there's a suitcase by the door. This one's different, a little smaller than before. The tired smile, she hides her pain, 'cause she knows there's nothing stopping this train. What she wouldn't do to go back in time before his crimes. He's a troubled mind. Cries in the night, praying, Lord, keep him safe. But she knows it's the devil that's keeping him away, but all the gold in California can't free her from this pain. There's some things you can't change, Mrs. James. Zerelda was her name, but she loved as Mrs. James. She cries in the night, praying, Lord, keep him safe. She knows it's the devil that's keeping him away, but all the gold in California can't free her from this pain. There's some things you can't change, Mrs. James. Well, there's some things you can't change, Mrs. James. Well, there's some things you can't change, Mrs. James.
Good job. Okay. So the question now comes to me, what got me into songwriting? Kind of like Jen, you know, all through elementary school, I would make up funny songs, and in my grandma's house, she had this huge mirror behind the couch. So I would stand in front of this mirror, and my microphone was an old percolator cord. Remember percolators? Yeah. Wait a minute, who's old enough to remember percolators? Let's scan the crowd here. There you go. So that was my microphone. And then I found out my aunt had this old guitar when she was little, so they gave it to me, and I just strapped it around me and pretend like I was playing. I just made up songs and thought I was best thing since sliced bread. But I really didn't start to do something with songwriting until I hit middle school. But what got me into it, I just found it was a way for me to express my feelings. And I found out, you know, early on that I love music. I was good at it. And when I was young, I was a, let's just say I was a big girl and took a lot of flack for it, if you will. Kids picking on you, making fun of you, you know, well on the beach and that kind of thing. And I would find myself just kind of withdrawing into my room and putting my feelings to music. And then all of a sudden everything that was going on inside of me started to be put to music. And I just found that that was just a very, it was a healing thing for me. It was a great way to express my feelings. And if I couldn't say it, I could sing it. But that's how I got started. The song I'm going to sing is called Live, Laugh, Love, and it was the title track off my last CD. And I just remember walking through, what was it? Garden Ridge. In Hamburg, it was Garden Ridge at the time. It's something different now. But everywhere you looked at this point in time, Live, Laugh, Love was like the thing. You see it on the stencils that you put on the walls, and there were watches that had it on the watch face and picture frames, and it was just like everywhere. And it still is a little bit. But just one day, wherever, it was funny, every store I went into, there was something that said Live, Laugh, Love on it. It kind of stuck with me. And when I got home, I was just remember I picked up the guitar and started piddling around with some things. And next thing I knew, I had a chorus. And as they say, the rest of the story is, you know, is kind of history. So, but when I wrote it, I really had my students in mind because of that. You know, I always tried when I taught not to just teach music. I tried to teach life skills. And I just always, you know, as... You know, they're only with me for a short period of time, and I always hope that when they get out into the world on their own, that they become good people and that they're happy, and that they're living a good life, and that they're loved. They're loving and they're being loved. And so I kind of had that in mind.
One life to live, one shot at getting it right. The choice is ours, it is what we make it. Sometimes a day-to-day fight. So peel back the facade. Let go and let God and like there's no tomorrow. Laugh until it hurts inside. Love without fear of sorrow. Don't let another day pass you by. Spread your wings and fly. To step out on faith, God has a plan just for you. It's time to trust, a risk you must take, or you'll miss the things that you're meant to do. So tear down all the walls, just heed His call. Like there's no tomorrow. Laugh until it hurts inside. Love without fear of sorrow. Don't let another day pass you by. Spread your wings and fly.
There's a smoking guitar solo right here. But I don't smoke.
Just live like there's no tomorrow. Laugh until it hurts inside. Love without fear or sorrow. Don't let another day pass you by. Thank you. spread your wings and fly.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. We are ready for round three. Back up the top up there with Nate. If we have any budding songwriters in the crowd or listening on the podcast already, this might be something that might help them. Okay. Ready? How do you get through writer's block?
Oh, I have an answer for this one too.
All right. Three for three.
Yeah. So sometimes what I like to do is just get a blank sheet of paper and completely fill it up with a stream of thought. And let there be no encumbrance. If it hits my brain, it hits the paper. And a lot of times when you do that, you can skim through what you've written and pick out little things that might be a good title for a song or a good line for a song. And I find actually that when I start writing, I get on a roll and I get all poetic. And I'm like, oh, it naturally fits in a song. So that's one of the best things I've ever come across to get past writer's block.
Great. All right, your next song. Tell us a little bit about it.
And oh, and by the way, can Stephanie come up here and sing some harmonies with me? This is my singing partner and the mother of my child and also my wife. So about 5 years ago, I prayerfully, very prayerfully, went from country music into Christian music and turned out to be a great transition. I made an album of Christian songs that I self-produced and that I really do love and was really well-received among people that bought it and listened. And I wanted to share one of my favorite songs from that, and this is called Let My Heart Reach to Heaven. This world fall away as I seek your face. Let your freedom break these chains. Let my spirit soar on wings of promise, Lord. I want to love you more each day. Every breath I breathe, every moment I receive, let my heart reach to heaven to praise you once again, like burning seraphim around your throne in your presence. Let my heart reach to heaven, oh Lord, let my heart reach to heaven. Though the darkness tries to overtake my life, I will just close my eyes to see you. Every breath I breathe, every moment I receive, let my heart reach to heaven to praise you once again, like burning seraphim around your throne in your presence. Let my heart reach to heaven, oh Lord, let my heart reach to heaven. Your love is pouring out, your grace is flowing down over and above me now. Let my heart heaven, your love is pouring out, your grace is flowing down over and above me now. Let my heart reach to heaven. Every breath I breathe, every moment I receive, let my heart reach to heaven to
we praise you once again. Like burning seraphim around your throne in your presence, let my heart reach to heaven, oh Lord, let my heart reach to heaven, let my heart, let my heart reach to heaven. This world fall away as I seek your face. Let your freedom break these chains.
Very nice.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you,
Stephanie.
Donnie.
How do you
conquer writer's block?
Hey, that is all good. It is all good. Y'all, the sun is just right on top of us. Jen whispered over here a minute ago. She said, "I am sweating." You put a redhead in the sun? I mean, come on, guys.
Actually, we just get a darker shade of white.
Yeah.
Your love is like a sunburn. Isn't that in a song?
If it's not, it will be, I'm sure.
Oh, it's a song.
Okay.
So, writer's block. How do I get out of it? Sometimes I just move on. Sometimes it's not meant to be. I can come back to the song later, and it can be used as something. Or epiphany. You finish it later when you're driving down the road or something. But I think it's kind of like the fifth grade when I was like, didn't want to write, and I wish I would have then, because I would have learned more, like writing papers and poems and essays and not paying people to do my essays for me. That's how I got here. No, I think just staying in the room and staying in and not giving up is how you finish some of them, because some of them can be finished if you just give yourself the time and not impulsively reach for the phone and check your email or whatever you're doing.
Just don't give up. Just keep
going.
Yeah,
so I think, and that goes the same way with the ability to write. You just don't give up, because eventually you learn your craft and you learn how to do it. Or you learn how you do it, not how she does it or he does it.
Good point. So, that's great advice.
This song is the last song I wrote for my latest record coming out soon. And it all came in about 3 minutes. So, and it's one of my favorite songs to play. I don't know why I use my foot to use this pedal, but we do. This song's called Out of Touch. I'll crawl out of this one with both limbs intact from the wreckage that you caused on your way in. And maybe I'll fall asleep to records when we both knew better that this was it, that this would end. Feeling this bleak is my calling. I made you believe that I wasn't falling out of touch with the world. Out of touch with the world. Woke in the beast, he's a knocking. It's not a dream, he's alive. Oh, it's talking. Words of a better time when there's nothing, nothing on my mind, nothing on my mind.
feeling this bleak is my calling. I made you believe that I wasn't falling. Out of touch with the world that I knew would destroy this heart of a man. The dreams of a boy, the heart of a man. The dreams of a boy. The heart of a man. Feeling this bleak is my calling.
Thanks.
Is that Dadgad?
Huh?
What are you tuned in?
I'll tell you after the show.
It's secret.
An alternate picking.
Oh, it's a secret. I'm excited. Okay. Jen.
Yes.
How do you escape? Writer's block.
Writer's block. I mean, one of the things I do, and I think one of the cool things about what we have here in the state of Kentucky and why we have so many great musicians is that we really are a community. And so sometimes when I get stuck, you know, I send stuff to like Donnie and my other friends and say, mm-hmm. Okay, I'm here. You know, what do you think? And so being able to have that network is kind of how I work through that. And sometimes right. It's like, you know, but it doesn't happen and you just move on. But for me, it's just reaching out and networking and getting an ear from someone else.
Great. So I'd say I have a good friend that I always send stuff to. Most of us usually have somebody to bounce things off of. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. So that's great. So yeah. Next song, what do you think?
Well, this song is about at one time in my life, I had to get out of a situation kind of quick. And I ended up leaving a lot of things at a house in Sadieville, Kentucky. I apologize in advance if you are from Sadieville. I had to leave. I had some goats there in Sadieville. And so my buddies had given me these goats. And I was really tore up that I was having to leave these goats. But, you know, it was bad enough that I was 30 moving in. Back in with my parents, and so I'd really be like that person if I moved back in with two goats in Stamping Ground, Kentucky. So I couldn't take the goats, and I was really tore up about it. And when my buddy called me, I knew I was like, oh my gosh, he's going to ask about these goats. And he said, did you get it? And I said, it? And he said, the nacho cart. So I had this tabletop nacho cart that kept your chips and queso cheese really warm. They were not worried about the goats. They were worried about the nacho cart. And I said, no, I did not get either the goats or the nacho cart. And then he said, well, you should write a song about the goats and nacho cart. And so I did. So this is called Somewhere in Sadieville.
Somewhere in Sadieville, there's a little piece of land, a barn. A tractor and an old Chevy van.
I miss that van with a V.
Somewhere in Sadieville, there's a couple of goats I live. A bed, two dish pans, and an oak antique desk.
Their names were Bubba and Tucker.
And I'm done traveling down that road. Pick a pail, dog, pick it home. It ain't worth carrying another load. You can tell Cityville where to go. Somewhere Somewhere in Sadieville, there's a boy who broke my heart. A garden, two Zebcos, and a green nacho cart.
Keep your queso perfect.
Somewhere in Sadieville, there's my mama's turquoise rings. A dog, a hot tub, and an old hammock swing.
It's probably dry rotted. We're just gonna say it's dry rotted.
Cause I'm done traveling down that road. Pick a pail down, dig it home. It ain't worth carrying another load. Cause you can tell Cityville where to go. Eagle Creek once called my name. Without love, it was not the same. Left a bunch of stuff in that house, but it was worth more to get out. Somewhere in Sadieville, there's a trail of broken dreams, a past, a lost love, and a bunch of my things.
But they're just things.
Okay, my night is complete. I first time I heard her sing that last year at the project, you did it at the acoustic guitar project. She was one of the artists, and I thought, that's just a cool song.
Those so, poor goats.
Do what?
Those poor goats.
I know, but
I
it makes
they're
you.
Still alive. I think they are.
Let's go get them.
There you go, get them. There you go. But I really have a new appreciation for taco carts. Because I've never seen a taco cart.
My uncle got me that nacho cart.
Oh, nacho cart. That's
yeah, we've never been able to find another one.
I was going to say,
it's somewhere in Sadieville.
It's somewhere in Sadieville. Okay. So the question comes to me now. How do you get through writer's block? Kind of like Nate in the sense that I like to write things down, whatever's in my mind, and then go back and look at some things and see if any patterns come to mind. Sometimes something really cool I heard about and tried is I'll go to Wordle. And if I have an idea, a concept of a song, what I want it to be about, but I can't come up with a good title, I'll just throw a bunch of related words into Wordle, the word cloud. I think that's Wordle, isn't it? It comes up in the word cloud. And it's really neat how these words are paired with other words, and I've come up with some really cool titles that way, things that I wouldn't have necessarily thought of. So that's just a thought to throw out there if you're looking for a title. And sometimes even just a title will spark the rest of the song, the concept or the plot. So, all right. Awesome. Well, that completes round three, and I think it's about 8:15. So we do have time for one more round. So I'm not going to sing another one because I want to make sure these guys get their fourth song in. So here's our question for round four, okay? If you could collaborate on a song with anyone, who would it be?
Elton John.
Knew it.
He knew it.
And
that's only because just about every song I write, well, half the songs I write, I'm thinking, what would Elton John do?
What would Elton John do? There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Your last song.
Last song. This is called Small Town Rain. This is probably one of the most special experiences I had with music. I was traveling upstate New York to do this little show, and as we were coming in, we heard the song on the radio because it was the one we were promoting at the time. And I did not know how much they had been playing it. Evidently, they had been wearing it out. And so I make it the last song of my concert, and everybody sang along. That was such a cool experience. First and last time that's ever happened. But that was so awesome. This is called Small Town Rain. Thank you.
Sometimes it comes down cats, sometimes it comes down dogs. Sometimes it lasts a minute or all week long. The farms back home sure need it, and the frogs in the Caney Creek. And Mrs. Jackson Staffordins, she's so proud of every spring. Small town rain tastes so sweet, like the innocence of summer, the way things used to be. When I'm thirsting for the past and I need a little change, I just pray for some small town rain. Hear it in my dreams, tapping on a tin roof church. Everybody singing to God's rhythm for all their worth. My dream changes the way dreams do. I'm in the hayloft of a barn. Me and Sharon and just a team, we're kissing up a storm. Small town rain tastes so sweet, like the innocence of summer, the way things used to be. When I'm thirsting for the past and I need a little change, I just pray for some small town rain. Someday I'm gonna raise some kids and plant them in the countryside. Watch them grow up every day and shower them with love. Small town rain tastes so sweet, like the innocence of summer, the way things used to be. When I'm thirsting for the past and I need a little change, I just pray for some small town rain. Small town rain, yeah, yeah.
Thank you all so much for coming out. Thank you.
Cool song.
It's a great song, Nate.
Donnie's, if you could collaborate with anyone.
Michael Jackson, just because it would let me play with Toto, the band, because they back up Michael Jackson most of the time. And I'd also like write the biggest song ever, because he's going to have like two goats in it, but they're going to be playing instruments. I mean, it's going to be everything. We're going to have like 50,000 didgeridoos. I mean, it's just, it'd be the most elaborate, you know. You can really get it out of your head with him, I think. Or he'd find a way to do it.
That's so true. What are you going to sing?
This song is off my next record, and it's called Stand. Pack your things up and don't leave behind what you need most, like those goats in a nacho cart. It's proving grounds now, and gotta show them that you run on hope. I hope you know that I'm still here, 'cause everybody needs a hand. I know I act like I could stand on my own, but I need you
Yeah, I need you. Somewhere to be now. It's not the place you thought you knew. It's holding on, and that scares you. 'Cause everybody needs a hand. I know I act like I'm the man you've always needed. The man you've always needed. The man you've always needed. Oh, I'm trying to. Pack your things up. Don't leave behind what you need most. I need you most right now. I need you most right now.
Thanks a lot.
Awesome job. Jen, who would you collaborate with?
Roger Miller.
Mm.
Because I love his writing, because he writes funny stuff, you know, like Do Wackadoo and
kind of like goats and the nuts,
right? Part. Right. Okay. But I mean, I feel like, and then he writes about serious stuff, you know, like husbands and wives, and I dig his writing style, and I like his sense of humor, and I think it would be fun because I have, cool. I mean, yeah. I think I have a good sense of humor. I think Roger Miller is.
you don't need to be concerned about that. Yeah. You're good. You are an absolute joy to be around.
Thank you.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you.
Don't tell her that. She'll start charging me to hang out with her.
Anything to fund a project, right?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. All right. So this song is called Haunt You. So happy Halloween in August. But I have a friend who's from the eastern part of the state, and I affectionately call her a granny witch. And she told me one time she went through divorce, and she said, I'm gonna haunt him. And like, I think if anybody could really do that, she could do it. So not to creep y'all out about a little bit, but so this is called Haunt You.
Hope you see me by the sink, washing away my dreams. Hope you see me doing laundry, coming apart at the seams. Hope you see me in the bedroom, taking care of all your needs. Hope you see me in the mirror, and you know what lonely means. 'Cause I wanna haunt you. Ooh. I wanna haunt you. I wanna haunt you. I'm gonna haunt you. Hope you see me by the road, slide off in the rain. Hope you see me when you kiss her and she takes your love in vain. Hope you see me at the window, it's a different kind of pain. Hope you see me in your hair, and you wonder if you're sane. 'Cause I wanna haunt you. Ooh. I wanna haunt you. Ooh. I wanna haunt you. Ooh. I wanna haunt you. Hear footsteps down the hall, open doors and laughs through the wall.
I'm in your mind, I'm in your head. I'm right there, even though I live. Cause my kind of love is hard to forget. You see my ghost, only I'm not dead. Cause I wanna hold you.
Awesome. How about another round of applause for our artists, Nate Jackson, Donnie Bowling, and Jen Tackett. And thank you for coming tonight. Appreciate that.
We appreciate you guys, too. Like, it's a circle, but you're part of the circle if you look at it, because, you know, it's everything. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Come back.
And as Donnie said, we appreciate you so much for coming and listening, spending your Friday evening with us. God bless you all. And come back and hear another showcase. Thank you so much. Be sure to check out Nate, Donnie, and Jen online. All of their links are included in the show notes. If you have enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate, subscribe, and leave a review? We appreciate you listening and hope you will join us again for another episode of the Heartstrings Songwriter Circle podcast.